The following show is produced and distributed by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome to another award-winning Travel Planners radio show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
It's the Money Man, Eddie Money. Listen to the Travel Planners radio show. I love the show. Hang out. We got 2 tickets to paradise.
All that and more, and thank you very much to our listeners and friends and colleagues. We now have well over 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube site, 790,000 views. Bless you. We appreciate that, but we'd like more.
Yeah, YouTube, we're greedy.
Yeah, we are. That's it. And by reaching that level, we, quote, come into the money. I showed Sue we earned 4 cents this week.
Yeah.
It's big time stuff, folks, but it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of fun videos there, too. YouTube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. And, of course, you can email us anytime you like, KevinAndSueTravel@Yahoo.com. Our first guest is?
We have Terry Marshall Holder. She's back. She was on a houseboat somewhere before.
Yeah, I remember that.
She mentioned, you know, a couple of my women friends and I went and got an RV and went on a women's only RV trip, and we just have to hear about this.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should get one, maybe as much as we've been spending on the road. We just got back from Mississippi from the B.B. King Day Festival Symposium and Jam Session. Another 1,000 miles. But welcome, Terry. Glad you're back home.
Hi, good to talk to you guys.
Likewise. So are you an accomplished RVer, road warrior now?
I don't know if you would call me that, but I didn't hit anything or anyone, so that's a start, right?
we'll go with that. That's kind of a land yacht, too, so you're getting pretty good at docking things besides it and the houseboat, I would think.
Seriously, I went from driving normal cars into this year when everything seems to be huge.
Well, give us a description of the RV that you were in. You had 3 people on the trip, right?
3 people, yes. It was my friend Vanessa, who you guys know. She's also a travel writer.
Uh-huh.
And then our friend Michelle, who lives here in New York, one of my New York friends, and she had never been in an RV. So she said, I want to go. We had 2 New York girls and 1 Western Pennsylvania girl. So you know who was lighting the fire. It wasn't the New York girls.
Before we get any farther, I've got to tell you, my one RV experience, we did a thing with America's Famous Historic Tree Program, and we were planting clones of a Johnny Appleseed tree all over. We'd been at the Brooklyn Arboretum, and rush hour traffic, we're trying to get out of town. We're in a car, the trees are in an RV, and there's a race car driver driving it. Pardon me.
Okay.
And the last we saw of him, he made a wrong turn, and this was like a 37-footer, onto the Long Island Expressway into Russia.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, which, first of all, that big a vehicle's not supposed to be on there anyway. And the last we saw of him out of the corner of my eye was backup lights on. He backed that thing up almost a mile on the LIE.
Oh,
rush hour.
No, that's crazy.
And
oh,
lived. So I hope you
and
did better than that.
Story.
Yeah.
I did do better than that, yes. So we were given, they called it a Mini Winnie.
Oh, nice.
And so it's a Class C. If you know the classes, you know there's like an A, B, C, and then travel trailers. I don't know. I didn't know anything about them, but they're all different sizes and different types. And so
is this the one that's based on a van?
Yes. Yeah, it kind of drives like a van. It has the sleeper area above the, you know, the driving cab compartment. So it's a little easier. It's definitely easier than towing one, which I would never, ever, ever do. And it's definitely easier than some of the really huge ones. So it was, but it wasn't many. I mean, it was big. It was still big for me. But it was not too bad once you got used to doing it. But it was plenty roomy. I mean, we had a queen size bed in the bedroom in the back, and it had a little bathroom and a shower kind of separate from that, which gave you a little bit more space. And then like a little dinette area with the kitchen and a sofa that made into a bed, and then the area up above, the driver cab. So, and it had one of those really cool buttons that you could push and extend, make it wider. So when you're parked and hooked up, you can push a button and all of a sudden your living area got bigger. So that was actually really cool.
So did you have to draw straws to see who got the upstairs bed?
Well, we gave the bedroom to Vanessa. You know, she rescues animals, and so her life is always a little bit like a zoo. And she doesn't really ever get any peace and quiet because of all the animals. So she got the bedroom. Yeah. And she's taller also than Michelle and I. So Michelle climbed up into the little compartment over the cab area. She loved that. And I took the sofa bed. But it took us a day or two to figure out how to open it. I don't know why. The straps were a little different than what we were reading. And there's the dinette area makes the bed too, apparently, but we never could quite figure that out. So
before you took off on the road, did they give you instructions on how to do all these things with it?
Yes. So we were working with Go RVing, which is a company that promotes the RV lifestyle around the country, and they work a lot with media.
And
so Kevin was our guide, and he walked us through, showed us how to work the generator and to work the beds, and well, sort of. We didn't ask about the one at the table, or we would have learned how. But all the things, you know, that you need to know about running the thing and hooking it up, because it's really important to know the difference between the hoses, between the brown water and the gray water.
Oh,
you don't want to mix
that
up, because that could get ugly really fast. So, yeah, he showed us all of that and where everything was, and I videoed most of it so that I would have it later to refer to. I learned that lesson on the houseboat. So it helped, to have that. But we had to just go to the manual several times because you forget, Then you're going through the video trying to figure out, like, where everything is. And so we use the manual a lot. But it was good. I mean, and driving was interesting. The first time I turned right, I, went up on the curb on the curb side a lot. Yeah. But
Terry,
after that,
did you,
I kind of got the hang of
did
it.
Did you haul a vehicle with you?
No, we did not. We decided to take a vehicle because there were three of us, but there was no way I was going to be hauling anything, and neither was Vanessa. So what we did is took turns. Vanessa drove her car, and then when she was driving the RV, I would drive her car. We wouldn't let Michelle drive. She's the New York City person that never, ever drives. She knows how, sort of.
Smart move.
Yeah. But we weren't letting her drive.
Yeah, they don't let those New Yorkers have cars too often.
Yeah, well, I came from somewhere else, so I have one, and my husband's driven for years. But, Michelle, no, she wasn't getting behind the wheel.
You mentioned the different hoses and so on. I pretty much always thought that the Class Cs are the ones that are built on a van chassis, although they're bigger, a little bigger than a standard van. We're pretty much self-contained. So what did you have to hook up and unhook and so on when you got to a site?
Well, you have your two types of water that you're running out of the vehicle.
Okay.
So one
well,
is for your shower and your
I just realized we're about out of time, so let's hold on and we'll come back with that in the next segment. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, for which we say thank you. Again, email us with questions, suggestions. If you've got a travel tip, please share it with us, and we'll share it with our audience. KevinAndSueTravel@yahoo.com. And, of course, the YouTube site, youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. Press that little red subscribe button. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
Right back with our guest, Terry Marshall Holder, RVing, on the Travel Planners Radio Show.